My name is Tiffany Webb. I work in prevention. I work in opiate prevention, and I have worked in addictions treatment for several years.
I'm Amber Webb. I'm an artist and community member, a Chilteung tribal member. I recently started working in tobacco prevention, but a lot of my artwork is focused on community wellness.
The thing about historical trauma is that it happens to everybody in a particular group, and it happens all together, right? Everybody experiences it together. So there were a few epidemics. There was the Spanish flu and then tuberculosis, and people know about those.
Last year was the 100-year anniversary of the Spanish flu pandemic, and if you read the accounts from the United States military when they came here, that particular pandemic hit Bristol Bay a year later. It was brought up with the cannery workers and the people who came here for fishing and resource extraction. And then the following year when they came back to over 100 orphans just in this particular area of Bristol Bay in the Dillingham area. And that changed the whole course of our society here. Our UPIC society changed completely. So when we're talking about this, we're talking about extreme hardship, language loss. Our lives look different because of that pandemic. So for people that don't understand why they feel the way that they may feel, it can be helpful to have some words to put to it. But also for people that have done the research and looked at how pandemics and epidemics have affected this area, it can be a lot easier to be patient with other people during this time.
Right, right. In understanding either your own reaction or the reaction of someone else, it is really helpful to kind of look at the context that we have in this region and to look at what people were put through and what people went through and, you know, how that really reshaped history here. In terms of people who are experiencing panic attacks or just generalized anxiety that can really wear you down, are there doable things for people to kind of address that and lessen their anxiety?
This is Tiffany. I think there are a lot of things that you can do. I feel like this is a question that people have to learn how to answer for themselves. Like, what makes you feel better? One thing that I know a lot of people here already do is they spend a lot of time outside creating things, right? Subsistence. Hunting and gathering is really a huge part of all of our lives out here. Even if you move here from another place, a lot of the time, subsistence activities are huge, and we build our life around that. And I think that is a really good thing to do to deal with anxiety. It's a combination of getting outside, moving your body, being in nature, and then usually, you know, you're breathing, like you're getting exercise, right? So you're breathing, you're using your breath, you're using your body. Finding a way to deal with stress that doesn't involve more negative consequences is always really great. And that could be different for everybody.
This is Amber. I think one of the things that's really important to remember when we're trying to think about healthy ways of coping, one of the healthiest ways of coping that we all have as Yupik people is our culture. We had part of the resilience that we all share collectively is that we had ways of coping with traumatic experiences built into the way that we lived. So anything that you're doing that brings you closer to those old teachings, that's going to be really helpful in building that resiliency and passing resiliency on instead. So like Kif said, subsistence, everything outside, also the ways that we care for each other and care for ourselves, the ways that we help our elders and then also listen to our elders, the ways that we are kind to our children, all of our traditional etiquette around politeness, those things are all a part of our resiliency, and those things are really helpful anytime, but especially in times of stress.
I know that there's a sense of kind of feeling a little cooped up sometimes because we're being told to stay separate from people who we normally would go to for support. Are there places for people to go to get a sense of what they can do to lessen their stress levels? Somewhere they can reach out to for resources?
There's an organization called the Native Wellness Institute. They've been doing Facebook Live broadcasts. They're talking about wellness. They're talking about how to be healthy, how to navigate what it is to be a Native person today, and all the different things that we are dealing with and living with like on a daily basis, and the things that our parents and our grandparents dealt with, and how that impacts us now. Like Amber was saying about the resiliency in our culture, the strength. Whatever resources exist in our agencies and our organizations right now, I think they're kind of varied, and I think a lot of people are regrouping and figuring out how to provide services in a safe way. I'm sure that there are people that will help you navigate those systems if you call and you start asking questions. But we also have a lot available just within our smaller circles. And I think sometimes it's easy to forget that, right? It's easy to forget how much of a resource we are to each other, just to talk to each other and listen to each other.
Tiffany and Amber Webb, thank you so much for taking some time to talk today.
Thank you, Izzy. Thanks, Izzy.